Super Bowl. What is it this year? Baltimore Ravens, New York Giants. 2 weeks of publicity followed by 60 minutes of playing time and scores of commercial. The Super Bowl is as much of a show as it is a game, an annual opportunity for journalists to overindulge verbs, like me, metaphors, and perhaps mushroom caps. Pippin Ross has been down in Tampa, Florida, trying to make sense of it all, and she's prepared this report.
Stay tuned. All that, plus the latest XXXV numbers, your victimized comments, questions, queries, quibbles, complaints, and criticisms.
If you're interested in the Super Bowl, even if you're not, you've probably had your fill of pregame speculation and reportage. Special pull-out sports sections, live shots, call-ins, chats, even features on Tampa restaurants you'll probably never eat in. Hours upon hours of material in anticipation of an event that will last less than 4 hours and may well be decided in the first 10 minutes.
Super Bowl Media Center.
Central nervous system of Super Bowl 35 is the media center. It's here the NFL orchestrates the comings and goings of 3,000 reporters in search of a story. NFL spokesman Greg Alio says the NFL has learned the key to keeping things running smoothly is to keep the press on a steady diet of junk food.
Right, to dull your brains.
The media center is the holding pen where reporters cool their heels in between daily access to the players. A herd of journalists shuffles out of stadium tunnels onto the edge of the plastic-covered field. The players wait in microphoned kiosks. The quarterbacks, the coaches, and controversial players such as Ray Lewis get all the attention.
Wouldn't it be easier for this subject just to go away, though, if you did talk about it once and said, look, this is what I can tell you about it, and then never again?
I'm not here to please y'all.
Those not relegated to pedestals wander around, and like Giants linebacker Mike Barrow, get a little punchy when they finally do get interviewed.
You know, when you do a high school, you say, team, read it.
Bored and desperate, reporters eventually resort to interviewing other reporters. ESPN's Chris Berman says that's because Sunday's game is the only story.
Instead of doing 20 shows previewing the game, I do one after the game and we figure out what happened. It's kind of the one I look forward to the most.
Ray Lewis's past troubles, the resurrection of Raven quarterback Trent Dilfer's game, the newfound and apparently effective sobriety of Giants quarterback Kerry Collins have been the dominant stories, but not quite as big as this one.
Ban on all nude lap dancing in Tampa, your reaction?
I was looking to make a couple extra dollars. I can't believe they shut me down like that. What's the matter, man?
How many people fit in your lap?
In hopes of downplaying its dubious distinction as a hotspot for nude dancing, Tampa recently passed an ordinance requiring strippers keep 6 feet away from their customers. Players were told to stay away from the clubs, which are occasionally raided by police. As a result, the press is combing clubs on the prowl for errant players. A dancer at the popular Mons Venus named Sunny says the scrutiny is wrecking business.
We got a new president. I'm sure they can find some besides new dancers to talk about, you know.
As the days pass, nerves wear thin. Even the Ravens' beloved and comedic defensive lineman Tony Goose Siragusa makes it clear he's ready to play ball.
Oh, you guys are a pain in the ass. I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you right to your face, but we're here because it's mandatory. If it wasn't mandatory, trust me, I wouldn't be here right now.
But still, there are moments it does all make sense, like when Trent Dilfer describes what it's like to return to his old turf, a hero.
And I sat there about the 30-yard line and looked around and for the first time took in a little bit of the, wow, this is kind of cool.
Finally, tomorrow things will quiet down while the real story, the game, unfolds. Then, with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter, all 3,000 credentialed reporters will be escorted to the post-game area, where they'll generate more analysis, punditry, and reportage. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross in Tampa, Florida.